This is Jonah Hill, and you're listening to the only podcast that matters.
Throw Gang, we are joined by Yeezy Season 9's lead copywriter, Lauren Schlossman.
Nice.
And myself, the Captain King, James Harris. Welcome to the weekly Running the Boys with today's full episode only available on patreon.com/throwingfits. Before we get into a Larry original, White Lives Matter, PTSD, rapper listening parties, and taking on an insane McDonald's eating challenge, let's get into a fit check.
I wouldn't say it's insane.
I'm
not like psyched. I mean, I feel like I could do it, but I don't think it's insane.
I'm going to have to stock up on extra toilet paper that day. That's all I know.
How long has your computer background been the Margot Tenenbaum wallpaper? where did that come from?
I don't know. How'd you see it?
I mean, I guess I've never paid attention to it, but it was just up.
Been years.
What was going through your mind when you made that decision?
It's from the Royal Tenenbaums? No, it's a famous wallpaper from some like New York institution. Oh,
and it was just like a Wes Andersonian specific choice, but it's something else.
I had it on my computer before Wes Anderson had it in his fucking little films, his little movies.
It's also, we were talking about your newfound love of the Tacombi chip brand. What is it called? Los Pollos Hermanos? What is the
Vista Hermanos.
Yeah. They in Mecklenburg, where I go and get those, because yes, I agree. Best chips in the game. Great tortillas as well. Great salt. I mean, honestly, some of the best Mexican consumer goods. The wallpaper in Mecklenburg's.
The meat riding is crazy right now.
The wallpaper in Mecklenburg's is that. But like theirs is clearly like a direct reference to the Royal Tenenbaums.
The Al Pastor riding is crazy right now.
Damn, dude. You might need to. Are you going to change? Actually, you know what? Let's just see if you change your wallpaper.
Okay. I'm not going to because I don't care. The original is green in like the, you know, like Upper East Side, like Carlisle or Pierre Hotel, whatever the fuck.
Oh, that's what it's
something. It's something like that. It's like, you know, it's like a famous wallpaper from like the fucking 50s or Dickies or whatever.
I have an embarrassing wall. Do you know what my computer wallpaper is?
Is it Supreme?
No.
Is it Tyshawn popping over the garbage can?
No, nothing is more embarrassing than like my array of stickers, my collage.
Is it the Tommy Ton, Kanye, no. Taz, Virgil, Paris Fashion Week photo?
No, I don't know where this would rank in terms of embarrassness compared to those things you just mentioned, but it's the Wolfgang Tillman's Frank Ocean. It's a cover of Blonde.
That's right. Why?
Because I love Frank, dude, and I love fine art.
I thought it was going to be like Kanye's like Confederate flag jacket or something.
Have you and your girlfriend debated going to his show and like seeing the OG, the giant Frank? And
what is this Frank Ocean show? I'm not cultured like
you are. No, it's Wolfgang Tillmans who took the photo. Okay. It's like a retrospective or something or some show.
No,
have you not seen it on Instagram 100 times? Like this is the new like tasteful, like, what do you call them? Vibe pick. It's where you get your vibe pick.
I'm on fucking hood memes and like rap TV.
I follow Hoodville
like,
as well.
But yeah, Hoodville. Like you are on your like, you know, your inspiration fucking zoods.
Rap TV, Wolfgang Tillman shot dead in the Bronx.
Yeah, I'm looking at like Kodak Black, like blessing up where PNB got murdered with like, and Roscoe's and good chicken and waffles too.
I'm surprised how many people they've been arresting in relation to this PNB Rock murder. It's like, there's like all these like co-conspirators. I just assume it's like one guy trying to like snatch a chain.
Okay.
There's like been like six arrests.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really on Crime Watch over here. You fucking cop.
Yeah. I contain multitudes.
Fucking
anyway.
White Lives Matter ass motherfucker.
I don't believe that white lives matter.
Clip it.
I believe that all lives matter. No.
Clip Larry saying white lives matter. All white lives matter.
Clip that.
Arm all whites. White all arms.
All right, let's do a fit check, dude. Why don't you start?
Yeah. Upstairs in the fucking disgusting weather. I left New York like last week and it was like 70. Now it's like 50 and rainy.
But imagine you had gone to Charleston. It would have been
true. I would have been fucking corped out.
Would have been worse.
Can't wait till it's fall so I'd really be dressing ass motherfucker. I was wearing our Legace.
We did an entire podcast about fall, like dressing, like archetypes.
Yeah, which is great. Which is great until grails. Which is great until you get to like wintry mix and like November rain.
Mm-hmm.
Outro music. Maybe. That's not really. Yeah, but like I feel like I missed September and like I feel like October's already over because we're talking about fucking plans in November.
Yeah.
We're talking about coming to a city near you. If you live in flyover America, coming to a city near you.
We're going to.
We gotta start hyping that up. By the way.
We're going to a bunch of cities with shitty weather. Shitties.
Yeah.
Anyway, Okay, what were you wearing upstairs, bud?
I was wearing big Our Legacy clunker fucking combat boots that I caught from Workshop. I think they're a sample. I've never really seen them like out in the wild. They're huge.
They look like some like OG like Yeezy season type
shit. They're like, they're like fucking like Nazi stomping boots.
Boots to stomp Nazis, not to goose step in.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Correct. Just had to be clear.
Yes.
So it's already a very racially charged episode. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. South to West State pants. Some fucking green like nylon joints because it's nasty out. Oh, I forgot the socks. Susie tie-dyes that. I feel bad. I didn't know that the Anonymousism X hip socks that Ollie finessed me, half of them were for you.
Yeah, he heard that complaint or that.
Is he gonna hook you up?
He said he was gonna send me my own pack. Right, but good. Yes, I called it. Half of those were for me. Who sends somebody four socks?
I don't know.
You send someone two socks.
The generous
two other socks are for your podcast and co-host.
No, well, we've talked about this already. You fumbled the finesse bag. Like you decided not to answer. You're like, oh, just send it to James or whatever.
No, again,
that's the tax I reap from being the fucking John's keeper.
That's not what happened. But guess what? As usual, everything is coming up TF. Now we're both getting four pairs of tie-dye socks.
There you go. Although I gave two of them to Ashley with a big hog.
That's right.
As a housewarming gift. Mm-hmm. Okay. Southwest State, fucking no back pocket at heaven. Tenkara mesh pocket for the shitty weather. Stussy tie-dye socks. Stussy mesh tee underneath with the, yo, I love this shirt.
It's a nice shirt, bro. What is the material?
316. It's like a pretty fucking
sturdy.
Hefty. It's pretty sturdy, but it's not too
good robust. Buttons.
Yes, this is a nice shirt. 316. Yo, is 316, I don't think they get, and shout out Andrew, the big homie, I don't think 316 gets like in the conversation, and I think they should when it comes to like New York brands.
Oh, no, they
are they a New
all.
York brand? Because like Andrew's in Queens, obviously, and like has been here for a minute, if not his whole life. Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong. But like they need to be more in the conversation, I feel like. And people always talk about their pants and shit, mm-hmm. but the shirting. And yes, we killed it with the pants.
We only furthered that narrative.
The day that the day that you ate your own piss and passed out at the weed restaurant.
Yeah.
But this shirt is fucking incredible.
My brother's like, glory is coming out.
Yeah. You came out as a piss eater.
Yeah.
Mother of pearl buttons.
What I would say to you is, yes, they aren't ready. Because I think that there is this idea that people have that are not really like super familiar is that they're just a denim brand. I think that's what gets lost in translation is all these other amazing garments, like other types of pants and then even shirt.
But they had a vacation camp collar shirt this summer that was really fire. Yeah. That you saw like
good footwear collabs too.
Yeah, with Padmore. But yeah, this is fucking
Black
gas.
Stock,
it's like
mules, all that shit.
It's like a olive charcoal y fucking, you know, three season shirt. Ticonderoga from Big Bean Hat, Hanes Boxers, sipping on Greenpoint's finest. What about yourself?
Just real quick, I think overshirts, we didn't mention them. I know we talked about flannels, but in the September issue, we didn't talk about overshirts. Overshirts are like the best fall garment.
Yeah.
And I feel like they don't get enough. Speaking of 316, not getting enough love. Just overshirts, generally speaking, I feel like are overlooked.
No
pun intended.
Oh, not overrated. Overshirts, no. Underrated.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. All right. Is that a title?
Nah. No.
Okay, I wore cooked ass Samba.
The title is White Lives Matter. Quote attributed to Lawrence Lossman.
It's like the Michael Scott, like according to Wayne Gretzky, quoting himself. Cool reference by me. I'm very much aware, guys. Thank you. All right. I wore cooked Sambas to the crib. I am wearing
Your rainy day beaters?
Yeah. I mean they're pretty fucked up at this point.
Okay.
And I just didn't feel like, well, I left the house wearing, well, let me get there. Cause I had on the full, I was looking like a master of the custodial arts.
Oh, you're doing the full Dickies? You're dicked out?
Yeah. Anyway, NA socks, vintage Levi's 501s. But yeah, I was halfway out the door and then there's some type of like, and it's not cum, but it looked like a cum stain on my pants.
Wait,
so I was like,
what pants?
The Dickies OL. Sorry.
So you're going to do the full suit?
Yeah, I thought
the full maintenance man.
Yeah, I really liked the Rosa Rugosa stees when I did that. And I was like, oh, let me do it. And Jenna was like laughing. She's like, well, she called me an ice cream man. But like, also, I had the ice cream paint job on the fit. But
Duro. That's the outro music. What's the cum stain?
I don't know. I don't know what it might have been sustained when we got drinks with Rob and Patrick. I was wearing the pants. I've been wearing them. All right. Let me just. The point is, I've been wearing these pants. And the jacket. This is maybe like my favorite collab in a minute. This workshop, OL workshop Dickies.
Yeah. I hope people that committed to waking up at 5 a.m. And this is the most hot. This is the most in a minute where I've gotten people like, yo, what time does Our Legacy go on sale? Had to hit up the Joker to confirm 11 a.m. CET, which is, you know, when you're playing the NFL and you hit your head, mm-hmm. that's what you have.
Yeah.
But this was it, which translates to 5 a.m. New York City time.
That's too early.
Or I guess like 2 a.m. L.A. time. Yeah. No, motherfuckers were up and like everything sold out, I believe. Maybe some size, maybe some big sizes were still available.
Nothing's available now. No one can act on our cosign. Yeah, I guess you wore them the other week.
But. This is fucking a very good collaboration. It might be. Nay, it will be in the conversation for Fitties 2022.
Yeah, I was thinking that.